Petra Hoffman is a 15-year-old student at Boise High School and a climate activist helping organize the march. She notes that this year it's known as the Idaho Woman X's March to include a diverse group of people.
The organizing team's a lot younger, which I think just breeds inclusivity in a lot of ways. The actual X inclusion is just a separation of the word woman from man, and it includes non-binary people in that definition as well as transgender women.
The march will be live streamed on Saturday starting at 3:30. It features state legislators, artists, and students speaking about the future of women's advocacy. Hoffman says she focuses on the issue of climate change because it disproportionately affects women. She's been involved with Extinction Rebellion Boise and the Idaho Climate Justice League. She's also helped organize a protest at Chase Bank in Boise because of its investments in fossil fuels. She also drafted a proposal for the Boise School District to be carbon neutral in its electricity use by 2025. Hoffman talks about her evolution as a climate activist.
I went from a place where I was solely focusing on trying to teach people and educate myself, to a place where I was trying to fight for what I believed in, to a place where I was trying to understand policy in the school board.
Fatuma Manangarwa also is speaking at the march. She's a former refugee who came from Kenya in 2005 and is the first woman in her family to graduate from college. In 2020, she helped coordinate the New American Voters campaign to help newly naturalized citizens in Idaho cast their ballots. She says young women need to be heard.
With the coming generation, we'll be here longer. And just basically starting our footsteps and starting to put things in place before we don't get the chance to, or before we get older, is very important.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tessa Kim.